Hello and welcome to our program. We're looking in Revelation chapter 16, a great voice out of the temple, an interesting subject. Stay tuned. I'm reading in Revelation chapter 16, beginning to read verses 1 through 7. We read here, John said, I heard a great voice out of the temple, saying to the seven angels, Go your ways, and pour out the vials of the wrath of God. And the first went, and poured out his vial upon the earth. And there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul dried up in the sea. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and the fountains of waters, and they became as blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art, and wast, and shall be, because thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another voice out of the altar say, Even so, Lord God, almighty, true and righteous, are thy judgments. We're looking at some very interesting verses here, and we would be wise to pray along with this song that is being sung now. Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, my mouth and let me bear gladly the warm truth everywhere. Open my heart and let me prepare love with thy children thus to share. Silently now I wait thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my heart, illumine me. Spirit divine.
A again, today we're in Revelation chapter 16. In verse number 1, John said, I heard a great voice out of the temple. Now, the voice was great. That word is found 75 times in the book of Revelation. And it has been translated a loud voice 13 times in Revelation. So it was loud. And it was out of the temple, which means the instructions that we're going to read about here were coming from God. He said in verse 1 to the angels that had the vials of wrath, he said, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God. That is instructions from God. He is commanding this judgment upon the earth. And so we have the commanding of the judgment, and then we have the commencement of the judgment. It says in verse number 2, and the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. Now, we see here that the commencement of the judgment had to do with sores on the people. Revelation 14 and 9, we read the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice. Now, this is a warning. Keep in mind, the Bible is full of choices and consequences. We've said before, we can make any choice we want to make. You can choose to go to church. You can choose to stay home. You can choose to trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You can choose not to. We have a free will. We make our choices. However, we do not have the freedom to choose the consequences of those choices. And so we see here that those in this tribulation period are without excuse. We read back here in verse number 9 of chapter 14, the third angel said with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture. And not only that, when they're through in this world with all these sores and trials and troubles that come during the tribulation period, for eternity, it says the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and forever, and they have no rest day nor night. Now, you can choose to believe God, or you can choose to reject God, but you do not get to choose the consequences. Now, these people on the earth at this time, you say, why would God send these grievous sores upon people? Well, very plain. He gave them instructions. You remember the story of Noah. For 120 years, Noah said, you better get on the boat. They laughed at him. They ridiculed him, made fun of him. And then we read that God called Noah and his family into the ark, and then it says God shut them in. He didn't shut anybody out. He shut anybody who wanted to get in. And so it is today. He doesn't send anybody to hell. He has been preaching the gospel plainly all the years of your life, and for the last 2,000 years, it has been so plain that Bible is there, and we have it before us, and we can see that we're going to trust God or we're going to reject Him. The choice is ours. But God says, if you choose to reject my Son after all that He's done for you, the smoke of your torment will ascend up forever and forever. And if you go to hell, you'll have to wade through the blood of Jesus Christ to get there, and it will be your choice. And so we see the judgment is poured out here upon some people, and then we see that the judgment is poured out upon some places. It says in verse 3, the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man. And every living soul in the sea died. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and the fountains of water, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shall be, because Thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and Thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another voice out of the altar saying, Even so, Lord God, Almighty, true and righteous are Thy judgments. Well, as we've said many times in this program, life consists of choices and consequences. I have decided to take my stand beneath the cross of Jesus. I have a question for you. Where do you stand? Keep in mind, you get to choose, but you don't choose the consequences.
Beneath the cross of Jesus, I fain would take my stand. The shadow of a mighty rock within a weary land, a home within the wilderness, a rest upon the way from the burning of the noonday heat and the burden of the day. Upon that cross of Jesus, mine eye at times can see the very dying form of one who suffered there for me. And from my smitten heart with tears to wonders I confess the wonders of his glorious love. And my own worthlessness I take, O cross, I